Two scripture readings this morning. The first comes to us from Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And this verse is really a hallmark for, and I think a theme verse for the new tribe's mission of which Bud and Bonnie are a part. Listen to the word of God. They sing a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. And then secondly, Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, begin the reading at verse number 12. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. It seems God who inspired these words incline our hearts and our minds to their understanding. Pray with me. Lord, again, we are grateful for Bud and Bonnie Morton and the partnership that we share with other churches and individuals to support them in their ministry in Papua New Guinea. And we pray, Lord, that you would now, by the power of your Spirit, pour through Bud the gift of preaching. By the power of your Spirit, may his word become your word to us and for us today. We pray in your name. Amen.
Well, thank Kermit and the choir. The first time I heard the Spirit of the Living God, I was a young 18-year-old Marine, scared to death in Paris Island. And each week we'd go to the chapel, and we would sing that. It was just so refreshing, and it was nice to have one place where men weren't hollering at me. And how many like to do crafts? Put your hands up. What kind of crafts do people like to do?
Pottery.
Very good. Okay, other people like needle points, knitting, crafts. Men, we like to do wood carving, like to do other things. Well, in Papua New Guinea, they also like to do crafts. And there are different crafts that have become very cultural. In the Sepik River Valley, which is down along the coast, they like taking rosewood and other beautiful woods and carving them. So they make storyboards, they'll carve them into tabletops or into big chests, and they become very beautiful. In the Kainantu area, they like doing pottery and weaving. They'll take wool and weave into different rugs. Where we are, up in the highlands near Goroka, they like doing baskets. And so baskets are a very, very common craft there up in the highlands. And if you look at a basket, baskets are woven together. They take different grasses and they'll weave them together. And sometimes when you're watching them, it can be very confusing as they're putting it together. And P&G basket makers will take grass and they'll bury it for months at a time, and it will go from a light color to a very dark or dark color, a different texture. But then they'll use that to create a beautiful design and one that the basket maker has in mind. You may be watching, you may not know what the end result of that basket will be, but the basket maker knows in his mind what he's going to create. You know, it's interesting that baskets can be used and can be a very good analogy of mission work throughout Papua New Guinea. As a basket maker uses different grasses and weaves them together, God uses different people to accomplish His work. He weaves in people with different skills, different sizes, different shapes, all to accomplish His goal. Some baskets are small, some are larger. Some people are small, some are larger, but can be woven together to accomplish God's goal and purpose in Papua New Guinea. Now, Elizabeth Moore, she was frantic as she told me over the radio that her son David was having severe difficulty breathing. Elizabeth and her husband work in the village of Itutong among the people, or the Inupang people group, in the very rugged Guam River Valley on the northern coast of Papua New Guinea. And their two-year-old son, David, developed a cold a day or two before, and they had used their asthma medicines like they've always done before, only he wasn't getting better. In fact, he was getting worse and worse. He was working harder to breathe. He was wheezing. And the scary thing is now he was getting tired. And it's a very bad sign in pediatrics when children get very tired. So we needed to get him out. We needed to get him out of the bush. But they didn't have an airstrip there at Itutong. So we called our helicopter pilot, Ray, and to get the helicopter all up and going. Now let me go ahead and take a moment here. I want to throw in a little advertisement. This is our old prayer card. So it has me and Bonnie and our son Josh on it. So if you still have this prayer card with a 14-year-old Josh on it, you need a new prayer card. And we've got a whole bunch downstairs in our display. So if you haven't been down to our display, down at Fellowship Hall, please pop down there after the service. We'll be down there blabbing and talking. So please come by and pick up a whole bunch. Leave one in your Bible, leave one in your bathroom, wherever you like to stop and pray. Go ahead and take a bunch. And we covet your prayers, and we ask you to pray for us. Now, I am one of two family practice doctors at the New Tribes Mission Medical Clinic in Papua New Guinea. Bonnie teaches grade one at Numenor Christian Academy, our boarding school. And we are there to support our missionaries that are out working in villages, that are translating God's Word and founding churches in unreached people groups throughout Papua New Guinea. But let me get back to David's story. And none of the names have been changed because this is the way it happened. While I talked to Elizabeth on the radio, our nurses called, talked to Ray Finsas and our aviation mechanics. They put oxygen on the helicopter and off Ray went. And 3 hours later, he returned and landed in our soccer field at the school. We unloaded the Moore family and their luggage and put them into my Land Cruiser. And at that point, David was very pale. He was bluish and very, very quiet. We treated David for the next 36 hours with IV fluids, corticosteroids, breathing treatments, and we monitored him over the next day and a half. And he slowly turned around as the medicines kicked in and his prayers were answered. It was great to see him laugh and chat again as he watched a movie on the DVD player that everyone here provided our clinic. I want to thank you again. As we look around our clinic, we see all the different things around here that you have provided for us. It reminds us of how you're a part of our lives and our work there in New Guinea. But it was great to be able to watch David for another week before the Moore family returned to Itutong. Now, the Inupang are just one of 860 different tribal groups throughout Papua New Guinea. Now, if you remember, Papua New Guinea is just a little bit larger than California, yet it has over 15% of the world's languages in that small landmass. So it's linguistically the most diverse area in the world. The Inupang have about 3,000 people spread out through 9 different villages over about 500 square miles. Now, why in the world would New Tribes Mission waste this time for such a small tribal group? Shouldn't we only concentrate on the big groups so that the greatest number can be won for Christ? We're involved in reaching the little tribal groups that have no political power, they have no pull, because God tells us of His interest in reaching them. As we already read this morning, Revelation 5:9, and they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Heaven will be made up of men, women, and children from all people groups, tribes, and nations. The bride of Christ will be a beautiful basket woven together of people with amazing contrast. Some light, some dark, some small, some big, woven together, and will end up being a beautiful and useful basket. Now, a basket is an imperfect, yet good analogy of our missionary team of Papua New Guinea as well. We come from a variety of different countries, the United States, England, Germany, Northern Ireland, Belgium, Denmark, France, Italy, Korea, Singapore, Australia. So people with a tremendous number of different cultures and ways of doing things, which makes it kind of interesting at times working together when people do things in different ways. But God uses people with a variety of different skills and ways of doing things. He blends them together to end up making a beautiful basket that will help to move the mission work there in Papua New Guinea forward. You know, God's Word is full of instruction for us to labor and work together. You know, He doesn't want us to be out on our own. It's working together as a body. 1 Corinthians 12:12, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members are of that one body, being many are one body, so also is Christ. So God's given us all different things to do. You know, if you look at what a liver cell does, that's tremendously different than a long muscle fiber in your thigh. They look different. They're different sizes. Your muscle fiber is a meter long. The liver cells, a micron. And it looks different from a brain cell. All very, very different, but all tremendously necessary for the function of the body. But at the same time, each one of those different cells has the same exact DNA. So if you pull it from one cell or the other, it's all this, it's the same DNA, it's for the good of that body. Now what part of that DNA is expressed, you know, with the messenger RNA coming in and coming up with the expression, very different, but all for the good of the body and that organism. Now our medical clinic, our personnel are also from many different countries and areas. We have nurses that have worked on OB floors, some from the emergency room, some from the ICU, all with very different skills, very different abilities, and we bring them together all to serve what God is doing there in Papua New Guinea. We're pulled together to be a part of the different baskets or works that are being done around Papua New Guinea. In the past 5 years, our little basket of men and women in the medical clinic, which has looked different every year, has been part of over 20 new works that have heard the creation to Christ teaching. If you were here last night or this morning, we described how with tribal people that are animistic, you have to start with the very beginning and take them through God's Word, and so they can see that they're lost before they see their need for a Savior. So over the last 10 or 5 years, Benabena, Wabaku, Sierra, Akalet, Itutang, Mariama, Yembiyembi, Denangit, and more have heard God's Word and the Gospel presented in their languages. Now, medical problems are one of the greatest reasons that missionaries leave the field. So our purpose in the medical clinic is to preserve the fighting strength. When I was in the Army, my goal as a doctor was to preserve the fighting strength. That's the motto of the Army Medical Department. And so my job in the Army was to take ill and injured soldiers and return them to duty, to put them back up on the front lines and do the job that they were trained to do. It's expensive to train soldiers, so you want to keep them doing their job. On the mission field, it's expensive to take highly trained Bible translators or to train them. So we want to take those that are highly trained, that are very skilled, and keep them out there doing the work that they were sent to do. And if they're constantly sick, they're shivering with malaria, they're not doing the job for which they were sent. So we've cared for a variety of different emergencies, from chest pain at Denangit, seizures in Mariama, ectopic pregnancies, meningitis, bowel and susception, all kinds of different emergencies. We take care of tropical diseases, all the common stuff from diabetes to asthma to high blood pressure. And it's to keep our missionaries on the front line doing the job for which they were sent. As we strive to, as a body of Christ, reach out to these underreached people group that do not have God's Word. Bonnie, she stays out of the medical clinic. Bonnie's a part of Numenor Christian Academy, which is our boarding school. Yet the school has equally contrasting people from different countries with different skills, all being woven together to accomplish teaching our missionary children. If our pilot, if he's got to worry about homeschooling their children, he's not doing the job for which he was sent. If our the welder or the IT guys, if they're being pulled away, they're not doing the job for which they were sent. So it's very comforting to know that they're getting a good education at Numenor Christian Academy. So Bonnie aids parents with our children on our support center, but she also aids the parents that are out in the bush with their homeschooling in different ways with different questions. Now currently, New Tribes Mission is working 71 different works throughout Papua New Guinea. Some of them are older, that have started back in the 60s and 70s, but it's been exciting to see this. There's been a great push over the last 10 years, and so more has been done in the last 10 years than in the last 40 before that. And it's exciting to see us moving forward. Yet the work that remains is great. There's still nearly 400 tribes that do not have God's word in their language and that do not have a church in their tribe. So the work remains great. Now let's get back to the basket of the Inupang people. For Elizabeth and Daniel Moore, the medical clinic made an impact as we helped their son through a severe respiratory distress. If David had suffered a negative outcome, or if they had to go home to care for his asthma, that would have left a big hole. That may have caused the work to flounder, but it didn't flounder. In late 2007, after 4 years of language and culture study, the Moores, Houses, and Mueller families spent 4 months teaching the creation to Christ teaching, which culminated with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. A new church was founded among the Inupang in the village of Itutang. You know, as God challenges hearts in Itutang, He's challenged Itutang men and women to reach out to other Inupang villages. You know, they hear of what's going on in Itutang, and they see that these men and women are different. They're not fighting with us. They're not stealing stuff like they did in the past. And they see something that's different, and they also want to hear that truth. And it's so exciting to see these men and women step out and over their traditional fear and hatred to take God's word to these surrounding villages. The rule has been competition and fighting between the different villages and people groups throughout Papua New Guinea. Yet in Itutang, as the missionaries challenged them to be concerned about these other villages and to take that light which they've received and to take it to these other villages. And the men from Itutang overcame their fear and hatred to teach what they had learned. And there was a tremendous response in these other surrounding villages in Bonga and Astrokan in 2009-2010. You know, an unforeseen aspect of working among the Inupang was the health impact and the change in the lives of men and women in the village. Prior to the arrival of the missionary team in 2004, the population in Itutang was about 200. This last year, the population has grown to nearly 600 as the death from fighting has dropped off tremendously, as the death from infant mortality has dropped off. In fact, there hasn't been an infant death in the last 2 years. As men are treating their wives better, and men and women are taking better care of their children, as we teach hygiene, and it's exciting to see the church have spiritual growth but physical improvement and growth as well. One tangible way that I saw their love for each other was earlier this year. One other thing we're doing is encouraging them to be part of the government vaccination program. The government has millions of doses of vaccines donated to the country, but they can't get it out to the people. So we took a team from our clinic and took a bunch of vaccines out to Itutang earlier this year, or in 2011. Before we arrived, all the village leaders from Itutang got together and said, we're going to have our children wait. We don't know how many doses they're bringing, so we're going to make our children wait And all the children from Bongan and Astorokin, their children will get vaccinated first. For us, that is unbelievable. That love for someone else is just not part of their culture. And it's a change that's resulted from their faith in Jesus Christ as they develop a love for others. Now, they were thrilled when I told them I had enough doses for all the kids and a lot of the adults as well. The kids were a little less happy as their parents drug them up for their shots while everyone else in the village laughed and watched. That is, they laughed until it was their turn to come. But they're all happy at the end when we gave them a lollipop, and covers a lot of fear there. You know, even something as simple as a vaccination program can't be done alone. It's not us going, it's not the village team. It's working together as a team, as a body of Christ. We need our aviation team. We need pilots. We need the mechanics to keep the pilot or the planes flying. We need supply people. We need government personnel down in the capital to make sure we can stay in the country. There's a whole big support team needed to take the gospel out in Papua New Guinea. So we're part of a large team or body that's been woven together. So let me finish with Nam Nam Bisosofa Matu Watu Nam, which is the saying from the Yembe Yembe tribe, which came to Christ in 2008. And it means, now we have heard. After thousands of years, through their entire history, not knowing the truth, now we have heard. As we think about God is using the grass of our lives and weaving it into others and to other baskets around the world, let me ask, how will God use you? Will he lead you to pray for a tribal people group? If you haven't been to our display, I would ask you to stop by. We have some booklets called A Big Thank You to God that goes through a lot of the stories of the Inupam when they first heard the truth. And would ask that you would pray for people by name and pray for the Inupam church. Will God lead you to give? Will he lead you to go? We have a big need in Papua New Guinea. Are others encouraged as they see how you handle trials and difficulties in your life? Will you be an encouragement to others around you? As the Moore family was an encouragement to the developing Itutong church, as they saw their son having severe difficulty and severe problems, and they encouraged the church. Will you allow your children to be exposed to what God is doing around the world? The lessons they learn now, God can use and apply as they move out and are part of different baskets around the world. At this point, I'd like the pastor to come on up. I want to thank you all for being a part of being woven into the baskets of our lives and our work, and being woven into the basket of the Inupam and the 71 different baskets with whom we're working now. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Bud. Appreciate that. This is a real beautiful basket. We are honored to have this. And this is not just mine, but this is ours. And we will put this in a special place with some remembrance that we are all woven together, and we're glad to be woven with you. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you great thanks for the fact that you are with us and that you have taken the fabric of our lives, the grasses of our lives, and wove them together in a unique way. And Lord, when we look upon this basket, may we be reminded very specially of Bud and Bonnie and of our connection to them and to each other. And continue to do your work in this world and in other worlds. And we pray this in your name. Amen.